Hey, friends, I want to first thank you for tuning in to the SGT Report version of the podcast, The Propaganda Antidote. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? Yeah, shrinkflation. That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Same with the box of cereal. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now. It's how corporations are trying to hide inflation, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
It really troubles me that, you know, the rhetoric is diverting from the basic fact that you have global industrialists who have sought for a long time, virtually centuries, to create one world government, one world order, one world peacekeeping force, one world bank, one world economy. And that essentially is a military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical, banking cartel. That's a racketeering enterprise that's referred to as the deep state.
Hey friends, that was Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Are you ready for a masterclass in the true nature of creation? Well, this is it.
There's a divine design, and it's all about musical mathematics and sacred geometrics that cymatically forms as a result of virtually God's love, God's word, which is sound, which is electromagnetic frequencies and bioacoustic resonances that vibrate at certain frequencies. It's all about frequencies and, you know, it's about love.
Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So what's your biggest problem with crypto? Some say it's the volatility, and I can vouch for that. It is a very volatile space. Some say it's because it's just too darn complicated and you don't understand it. But get this, My Digital Money does. And now you can speak to a US-based expert who will actually help you out. Not a call center where they just want to sell you something, or a website where you can't get any answers. When you want to buy or sell crypto and haven't got a clue what to do, you don't have to spend hours on Google or in geeky forums anymore. Just pick up your phone and call My Digital Money. That's right. You get to speak to a real human being who knows all about crypto and will explain everything to you, answer all of your questions, and put your mind at ease. So if you think you're missing out and you want to get into crypto, but you're too scared to do so, call 833-MDM-2008 or go to mydigitalmoney.com. That's mydigitalmoney.com. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening. Now back to the broadcast. Hey, friends, thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGTReport.com and SGTReport.tv here. Look, we all know the enemies of humanity have basically revealed themselves. We know who they are now. We can name names. And in this conversation, we are going to name some of those names. I'm very happy to have on the line Dr. Leonard Horowitz. You guys know his work. He's the author of many, many books, including The Book of 528, Walk on Water, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, Love, The Real Da Vinci Code, Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. And guess what? He has a new book coming out in November called The COVID Coup. Dr. Horowitz, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Sean. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, thank you so much. All right, I have a press release to read. Let me show it to you guys. Whistleblower seeks lawyers to stop false advertising and unfair competition by Pfizer and Moderna, Fort Myers, Florida, dated 9/28/21. Dr. Leonard G. Horowitz, the author of the world's top-selling, longest-enduring book on emerging viruses and communicable diseases, is seeking lawyers to continue his federal whistleblower case against mRNA vaccine makers Pfizer and Moderna for falsely advertising their vaccines as safe and unfairly competing against his pioneering antiviral and immune-boosting alternative to vaccinations called OxySilver with 528. Dr. Horowitz, I happen to know an attorney who may be willing to help you. It's Tom Rentz. He represents America's frontline doctors. But at any rate, tell us about your lawsuit, and then we'll discuss the dangers of what they're calling a safe and effective vaccine.
Well, thank you, Sean. Yeah, I could use the help. You know, I think for humanity's sake, the primary purpose was to try to save as many lives as possible. And unfortunately, the Pfizer and Moderna mRNA vaccines were never genetically tested. It says that right in the protocols. And when I saw that they were starting to convert, not only disparage me, and they've done that through their media. So one of the co-defendants is the Hearst Media Corporation, which is Hearst Healthcare, which is connected to First Data Bank, which is connected and partnered with McKesson Group, which virtually runs all the computer systems, the main data processors for all of healthcare in the United States. So this is a cartel. It's an enterprise. It's a racketeering enterprise. And when I saw that they were not only disparaging me, but advancing some of the bioelectronics of OxySilver, which I pioneered based initially on NASA science back in the 70s and 80s, NASA started to work, and there's researchers on protecting astronauts through very, very mild, no risk types of substances. And they came up initially with what's called, what I branded called OxySilver. It was a covalently bonded silver, nano atomic level silver, which was bonded to oxygen in water. And so it goes in, does its job, and then leaves the body, unlike the old colloidal silvers. And then what I did when I was asked by the scientists and the licensors of that product to bring it to market in consumer market, I said, well, I'm only going to do it if you add 528 frequency, sound and light frequency in the production of OxySilver. And so they agreed to do that. And then subsequently, much more research and a lot of people's attention went to 528. And then currently, the Pfizer and Moderna vaccinations are using bioelectronics and technologies like graphene, dioxide, graphene oxide with silver, copper, and gold instead of silver, I'm using silver, but some of the vaccines are actually using silver. The Pfizer vaccine is using gold, and the Moderna vaccine is using copper to bioenergetically do a lot that they're not telling us. So it's proprietary intelligence, but largely overlaps exactly the technology that initially NASA developed. And then I basically advanced further with frequency resonance, water structuring, and then the whole concept of 528 being what I call the pure tone at the heart of nature, virtually pure tone love, the universal healer. And increasingly, my work has been heralded internationally, tested, confirmed, verified, and more people are awakening to the fact that we are spiritual beings before we're physical beings or chemical beings, and that if you want to treat a human being, you treat them energetically, biospiritually, or bioelectronically, in this case, with sound and light frequencies. And you have the opportunity to do that with pure tone love. And so that's basically what OxySilver is. And my lawsuit, the Pfizer Moderna the cartel with Hearst and Shine had disparaged my work, had tried to suppress it, censored it. I've been heavily censored, as you have on Google, YouTube, Vimeo, all of the mainstream media has censored all of my work. Both the bad news, which is the emerging viruses, how the laboratory recombinants, the mutants, are wreaking havoc with civilization. And then looking at the solution, which is in the bioelectronics products like OxySilver. And so I'm asking people to research it. I'm asking governments to research it, officials to research OxySilver with 528. And I need lawyers to help at this point, because I was actually infected. About August the 6th, with Haemophilus influenza. You can hear it a little bit in my voice still. I'm still in recovery right now from the acute respiratory distress syndrome, or ARDS. And I was supposed to be sick, heavily ill for at least 3 months. So right now it's been about 5 weeks and I've been recovering with products like OxySilver, all of the arrays of antioxidant vitamins, zinc, as well as other things that are boosting my immune system. So I'm coming back, but you see what happened to me was that I was infected with a super virus. A super mutant bacteria that is resident in everybody largely. It's called Haemophilus influenza. And I had already recovered from COVID. I had gotten COVID back in September 2020 and beat it by October. And I had natural immunity. But suddenly, I became extremely ill. I couldn't breathe. So I had to go to the hospital emergency. And I was unfortunately misdiagnosed. They neglected to treat me for Haemophilus influenza and basically said it was COVID, which partly is correct, but not entirely. They also diagnosed later Haemophilus influenza, then began to treat it, and then it began to recover. And I was also using OxySilver. I had, most important, if you're a COVID patient or a relative of a COVID patient, you have to have a patient advocate. By the grace of God, I had two. And I would have been dead. I wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for them, because the hospital respiratory therapist wanted to immediately put me on a ventilator when my oxygen levels were in the 60s. And basically, by miracle and my support, I was able to get up to 88 oxygen level, saturation level, and I was released. But the bottom line was that you have to have an advocate to demand that legally, medically legally. They pressured the hospital staff to permit me to leave. And the COVID diagnosis that I got is interesting, because what I just did in the lawsuit that I have against Pfizer and Moderna, I laid out all the science of what really happened to me and what's happening to millions of people, is you have bacteria or viruses in your body already that are mutating, because I was associating with other doctors, other healthcare professionals who had gotten vaccinated and were spreading the spike protein antigen of the coronavirus, which is the objective of the vaccinations, which is to get you to produce a vaccinated persons and people to produce spike protein antigens, which is the gain of function that Fauci and others, the inside circle, have been hiding. The biological weapon, it's a dual purpose, both military and commercial. And the spike protein is really where the action is. And so I was infected with shed spike proteins, which caused the Haemophilus influenza bacteria in my body to become a super infectious agent and whack me good, put me into the hospital. So I alerted the court. I in an extraordinary way, I think everybody should read my court filing, or at least the full press release, because it lays out the science. There's solid science that explains exactly what I'm telling you, that when you are now injecting people with these mRNA vaccines, whose purpose is to get you to produce more spike protein antigens, which really source the majority of it, the most important parts of it, source from the AIDS virus. There's four major AIDS virus genes connected to this particular vaccine mRNA instruction to get your DNA to produce this. And so you're mass producing mutagens, which can mutate other bacteria, other viruses in your body or in the environment and in pets and animals. So it's a great risk that's been grossly neglected. It's really where the elephants in the closet lie in the AIDS virus genes that have been laboratory engineered for the gain of function. And that, the, you know, my illness happened to be a blessing in that it caused me to continue to research and then even report it to the court. So right now, where the case stands is that the case is dismissed pending me finding lawyers to, or a good lawyer, to basically take already all the work that I've done. And it was, the case was dismissed without prejudice because the court recognized that the claims that I was making, the arguments and the science is legitimate. And so they didn't want to dismiss the case with prejudice. And they basically extended me the courtesy of the capacity to refile the case, basically tune up the complaint, focus it a little bit more on this particular area of science, and then bring it forward with another, with a competent lawyer.
Well, I have much to say, and I'm not sure I can get you hooked up with a lawyer, but many will be listening to this. So folks, please do pass it on. But I want to talk to you about 528 frequency. The pure tone at the heart of nature is what you called it. But first, let's talk about where we are right now in human history. You mentioned Hearst, the father of yellow journalism. Well, what's that, huh? Hearst, publisher of the New York Journal, and rival Joseph Pulitzer, publisher of the New York World, are credited with the creation of yellow journalism in the late 1800s. Yellow journalism refers to sensationalistic or biased stories that newspapers present as objective truth. And that's what we see right now from CNN, MSNBC, The Washington Post, yes, The New York Times, the whole litany of the Mockingbird mainstream media covers up truth, like this truth that you're about to hear from Dr. Michael McDowell about the vaccine. Dr. Horowitz, you correct us if you think any of this is wrong.
Yes, I want you to understand that the vaccine types that are on the market, Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and Johnson & Johnson, are all genetic vaccines. They are mRNA and viral vector vaccines that will affect your human genome. They are not normal. Amen. The normal vaccines that I got when I was a child and my children got when I was an adult, amen, are attenuated or inactivated virus vaccines. And these vaccines are new technology, never before been deployed in the human population. They are tools of gene therapy or Frankenstein technology, as some people call it, even a mystery concoction, even, and they are not normal. Therefore, though, and I hear doctors on television conflating the two types of vaccines. They are tools of gene therapy. If SARS-CoV-2 is a bioweapon, then the code of the spike protein for SARS-CoV-2 injected into you, you're having a bioweapon injected into you. And the spike protein, I won't go into the scientific details right now, but the spike protein is pathogenic and it will damage you. Dr. Sukrit Bagdi says it's a thrombogenic, the vaccine is a thrombogenic vaccine. And he warns of neural venous thrombosis and he warns of the decimation of the human population.
The decimation of the human population. So begs the question, why is this monster, the monster that took the place of the former monster, Cuomo, in New York, demanding that every healthcare professional take this experimental jab, and she's going to fire and replace unvaccinated healthcare workers with, get this, the National Guard? You can't make this up. Dr. Horowitz, this is a war on humanity, is it not?
Yes, it is. And I'm very familiar with Dr. Michael McDowell's wonderful presentation. He was very gracious in crediting me right up front for my work with the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional, published in 1996. So virtually for a quarter century, I've been exposing whistleblowing on the government operations, military biological weapon operations that are mutating viruses for vaccine production. And then ultimately, the whole vaccine industry is, in my humble estimation, my opinion, a gross disservice to civilization. And virtually all of the modern diseases have been prompted, from cancer to the autoimmune diseases, have been prompted by vaccination intoxications. That's a very politically incorrect statement and view, but that is the scientific basis of what's really happening right now. Is you're looking with COVID as a military biological weapon with commercial profiteering associated with it. And that this is part and parcel of what's taking place geopolitically and impacting everything, civilization. Now, when you talk about the politicians, they're captured. You have to understand, and this is what really irks me about mainstream media, all of it, left and right. It really troubles me that, you know, the rhetoric is diverting from the basic fact that you have global industrialists who have sought for a long time, virtually centuries, to create one world government, one world order, one world peacekeeping force, one world bank, one world economy. And that essentially is a military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical, banking cartel. That's a racketeering enterprise that's referred to as the deep state. Well, you know, now it's not so deep. In fact, it's right in front of your face. And you see how the campaign financing and the bribery and the graft has paid off the politicians to commit genocide, to be complicit, aid and abet the mass intoxication and depopulation that they're calling COVID, and now all of the mutants. Right now, today, as we speak, a new mutant in India is emerging. They say, oh, it's deadlier than COVID. You know, the fact of the matter is, the vast majority of these are laboratory creations. And the risk of recombinations is civilization's number one risk, but it's also the greatest blessing and benefit for criminal psychopaths who are the global elite, whose power is corrupted absolutely, and their money power corrupts absolutely. They're demonic. They're literally satanic. So I completely agree with Dr. McDowell. I agree with you completely. We're dealing with a satanic, criminally psychopathic enterprise that has a depopulation agenda for a great global reset, wherein basically human beings will be enslaved to these technologies. Dr. McDowell referenced the spike protein and the vaccination delivery of the concealed, secreted metals and the bioelectronics of the graphene oxide, for example, and that technology permits the brain cloud connection, the link that would actually in real time through 5G or even faster technologies that are coming, permit them to have virtually real-time control over everything that's going on in the human body of vaccinated people. So, you know, I'm in agreement with you. Your concerns are absolutely legitimate. Science bears proof of the legitimacy. And the only thing that we can do is, like what you're doing, is output the truth that shall set us free. But a lot of people are asleep still. Not enough are waking up, and they're waking up, those who are, you know, years too late. And unfortunately, that's the situation we're in at present.
Well, people are waking up, though, and that is the good news. Let me do a screen share here. I'll play this in the background as I say a few things. This is in New York City. Thousands march against vax mandates, shutting down New York City streets. So this is the good news, friends. All around the world, we see protests. We see people waking up in droves. And much of the reason for that is that even if you don't know the truth about everything we've just discussed, it's common sense to defend your own bodily autonomy. Because even if this quote-unquote vaccine was safe and effective, which we know it's not, but even if it was, the government having the authority to force you to take it, would be a slippery slope into despotism. But in this case, we know it's not safe, nor is it effective. We don't know what the ingredients are in full. Some say graphene oxide, some say, you know, shards of stainless steel, all sorts of nefarious stuff in there, but we don't know for sure what's in it. And to add injury to insult, Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, they all have blanket amnesty. They have immunity against lawsuits should this thing harm you or kill you. So this goes way beyond common sense, Dr. Horowitz. These people are out to get us, and people are waking up.
Yeah, they are. They're waking up in mass. But again, take a look at the way the media, particularly, you know, a good example is the Trump presidential election, the way that the voting went down. And that subsequently, what is the media coverage of all of the fraud and the crime? You know, again, when you look, and my Harvard degree is, you know, one of my several degrees, Harvard in behavioral science, media, health education, health promotion, persuasion, technologies, research and development. That's where I began way back in the early 80s. And that when you look at the manipulation of the population by the media on behalf of the pharmaceutical industrialists that have these nefarious objectives of mass depopulation included, but you see that this is sophisticated, MK Ultra-like mind control, social engineering.
I'll show you an example of that while you're talking. Again, yellow journalism from the New York Times. So continue. Take a look at this, though.
Yeah. So this is what the main issue is that's persuading the public to be asleep and to be dysfunctional and apathetic. And there's not enough people that are marching on the streets. Really, there is sufficient evidence now. I've published in medicalveritas.org, for example, the inside players with Fauci. I've gone through the emails that absolutely, hands down, prove criminality, that you can actually see the people at Harvard, Dr. Charles Lieber and Dr. Robert Langer at Harvard at MIT, respectively. You can see their involvement in creating the issues of the vaccine hydrogels, which contains the metals, which contains the bioelectronics for this transhumanism evolution and objective of the global elite. The main currency, the main commercial element is in data mining. Think about this. If they have control of every chemical reaction and cellular interaction in your body, and they even know your vaccine history or virtually what you've eaten through this sophisticated nanobioelectronics within the hydrogel, that's all concealed. And in the litigation, I actually put to the court this science, and I encourage people to go to medicalveritas.org and read that full press release and the full article on Medical Veritas, because you actually see the science. And I've referenced the scientific publications that show the world that this is exactly where the state of the art is in terms of these vaccine hydrogel devices that can deliver not just the mRNA messages to corrupt DNA, but also to actually induce this brain cloud interaction and capability and data mining enterprise that the global industrialists have as their main objective commercially and in terms of population control. So that's where this comes down to. It comes down to persuasion, public manipulation, social engineering, precisely what it is that they want to have happen. And that's where you're actually seeing the divisions being imposed and actually engineered. You know, you have black versus white, what hogwash. You know, you have the, you know, everything from Republican versus Democrat. What's in the news the last couple of days is that Republicans are greater risk to society because more of them don't get vaccinated. This is the divisive manipulations that the mass media persuasion, very sophisticated behavioral science, is actually inducing. And that it represents an extremely high risk. In essence, you know, I conclude we not only need a mass awakening, but we need divine intervention at this point. You know, and that's what we're also witnessing. We're witnessing a lot of wonderful blessings that the faithful believers in God, in Jesus, looking at really some people who have literally 528 in their hearts, and they're applying that understanding in real life. It's very, very interesting, intertwined, interrelated, how frequency, electronics, is related to spirituality. So at the same time you have this poisoning going on, you have spiritual suppression, but also a spiritual awakening. And that's where the end times great scenario of, you know, we the people who love God, and God administers the remedies that are required, but not before a lot of people die. And that's apparently what's necessary to wake up a significant percentage of the population, to have them learn the lessons necessary, such as don't genetically engineer mutated viruses as biological weapons and then claim that they're going to be remedied by vaccinations. You know, this is actually stupidity, criminal psychopathology, and the science really supports what I'm saying.
Well, I hope you don't mind me playing this video. It's one of my favorites. It's over on YouTube, Amazing Resonance Experiment. Let's talk a little bit about 528 frequency and the realm of the unseen, because, you know, Rockefeller, Rothschild Medicine, they don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about the realm of the unseen, even though I think they worship the beast, and that's why we have this beastly system rolling out. But let's talk about the realm of the unseen, creation, the power of God, the power of sound, the power of resonance, the power of frequency. Tell us about your book, The Book of 528.
Well, The Book of 528 is a life changer. You know, once you read that book, you'll never look at reality, including your own body, the same way again. Because, and let me just add that the drug industrialists, the top officials at Pfizer, for example, are investing in companies such as what's called Frequency Therapeutics. And also Pfizer's connected to what's called Galvani Bioelectronics Company. Bill Gates heavily, you know, and all of his, you know, minions are heavily financially invested as stockholders in these new and emerging companies, because they do realize exactly what it is that you're showing. When you look at cymatics, you look at the effect of sound frequency vibrations on matter, and particularly the structure of matter. And the bottom line is that your DNA is not simply a code for cellular functions and protein synthesis. Your DNA is actually an antenna to God, if you will. Your DNA receives and transmits sound and light signals. They're called photons of light, little packets of light, and phonons of sound, such as 528 frequency. And that as a result of that, and by the way, that's about 96% function of DNA is in sound and light signaling. And that it's only about 4% function in protein synthesis. So if you're a smart scientist, what would you do? Even an entrepreneur, you would invest in the 96% and basically engage your commerce and your research and development on really what DNA actually is. So that's where we're going. But this concept of DNA being an antenna to God, and I say that because you see, the fundamental frequency of 528, researchers have indicated that this is reparative for damaged DNA. In other words, when you vibrate a DNA strand that's well hydrated with what's called structured water, it needs to be hydrated with the six-sided hexagonal shape structured water that then basically makes the DNA come alive and become the antenna to receive and transmit the energy signals, the frequencies included, because the electrons you see are vibrating and spinning at certain frequencies. And so when the DNA receives those signals, it then sends out to the rest of the community, the cells and the tissues, what the instructions are for restoration. In other words, the entire medical paradigm is flawed. What I'm talking about shatters the medical paradigm, which is chemical, pharmaceutical paradigm. It's bogus because ultimately we're spiritual beings before we're physical beings. And what's called cellular upregulation from the DNA means that the DNA is sending out these sound and light signals. All the cells and tissues are actually rejuvenating. They're coming back to life. They're normalizing according to the law. Literally, there is a divine design of you. And just like there is of the entire universe in homeostatic balance, likewise, you are a miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibrations coming out of water. I literally say that because science has proven water is everywhere. You're actually right now hearing my voice because actually it's the water in the atmosphere that's actually superconducting. Water is a superconductor of sound and light. Suddenly now you realize you're actually hearing my voice because of water, hydration. Your body is likewise. So examples of what I'm saying. You go to sleep at night feeling terrible. You're exhausted. All of a sudden in the morning, you wake up, you're suddenly refreshed. What happened? All night long, your whole body's been resonating, vibrated into this actual normalization state of energy. Likewise, what's baptism about? You know, the fundamental science underlying the benefits of baptism is not simply spiritual or actually it is spiritual, but it's not just faith-based. You're dealing with the fact that water is a liquid crystal, superconductor of sound and light. And you jump into the ocean or you take a bath or a shower after a hard day's work, you suddenly get refreshed. Why? Because the electrons, the negatively charged electrons are vibrating you and literally your DNA is singing, hallelujah. You know, I just got, you know, baptized. I just got refreshed and rejuvenated, hallelujah. You know, so that's really where the paradigm of humanity and civilization should be evolving into instead of this poisonous state of manipulation by the global elite.
Hey friends, this is a good time for a quick break and a word about our sponsor. Yeah, it's Noble Gold. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Boy, you've triggered so many thoughts there. And one of the things I was thinking about as I was playing that video, Cymatics, over on YouTube, you could see the effect that music, sound, and vibration has on water. And I think it just really calls to mind what many young people fall prey to. I'll do another screen share here. We should just talk about this. I'd love to get your thoughts about this from a philosophical and spiritual perspective. I just Googled the most satanic bands, and this is what came up. Bands I've never heard of. I'll just scroll through. I don't even want to say their names because, well, that one, Deicide, of course, Kill God, right? Behemoth. But I wanted to show this last one down here. I don't know if I'm saying this right. Acheron. And somebody commented, not to put these guys at number one is a travesty, They are about the only ones who sing only about Satan. And then if you look up top right here, formed in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, by Vincent Crowley. Does that ring any bells, friends? Aleister Crowley? I wonder if they're related. Anyway, the point is, Doctor, I would imagine that these young people that go and watch and listen to this kind of music are definitely being hit with literal satanic vibrations through that music.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I've actually advanced the understanding and the science of that. On Medical Veritas, you actually have an article that's called Musical Cult Control. And it's a very popular article. It's also, you mentioned the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, which goes into what's called the 741 Devil's Tone. The Devil's Tone. Now, I'm going to speak a little bit more advanced now. There are nine, that's the article. There are nine core creative frequencies to the universe. I call it the perfect circle of sound, and I've trademarked them. I've trademarked the logo of the perfect circle of sound. Nine core creative frequencies. There are harmonics. There are certainly many frequencies. There are harmonics off of these nine core creative frequencies. What's interesting is that, and let me just give them to you, 396, 417, 528, 639, 741, 852, 963, and then, you know, kind of like follows the pattern. You can see the pattern in the circular music matrix. And basically, the 741 frequency in musicology is called the devil's tone. It's used in Hollywood and the entertainment and music industries to jar you, to degenerate the harmony in your body, to cause dissonance and dis-ease. And that 741 frequency, interestingly enough, is the only one of the nine core creative frequencies that doesn't get along with the other frequencies. There's no harmonics. There's no, you know, coherence in that particular frequency. It's also in music. Musicians know it as the augmented fourth or the diminished fifth. It's meant to jar you, frighten you, and cause this dissonance. Now, I think it's most interesting from a philosophical standpoint to realize that that is a natural frequency. One of nine that doesn't get along with the rest of the universe virtually. Now, why would God do that? Obviously, because in order for you to celebrate harmony, health, happiness, you have to go through negative vibrations and passages that literally take you into the demonic realm of dissonance. And I think that philosophically, I've come to terms and basically concluded that just like we're suffering right now with COVID and mass depopulation objectives of the global elite to teach us certain lessons that we must learn in order to evolve. That's what I think that 741 and this whole dissonant degeneration, cultural manipulation, virtual retardation, everything from the lyrics are engaging this ungodly virtual nonsense. You know, it's very hard to understand the lyrics in many of these rap songs. And I don't mind the genre itself, because you could use the genre of freestyle rap as a wonderful educational tool. And I have colleagues, some of the world's best free rap artists who actually bless society. For example, Mark Robertson from Australia tours the world. He goes into the ghettos in different urban areas, and he helps children who are just have very, very bad experiences and traumas in life, deal with their traumas and get therapy and get healthy by actually writing lyrics and performing lyrics in freestyle rap where they have a purging of this negativity. So it's not the genre itself that troubles me. It's the manipulation, as you're saying, of the vibrations using the 741 demonic tones, using what the Rockefeller cartel imposed. So the global industrialists, certainly the global elite, include the Rockefeller family. Go back in history, you can see that, excuse me, you can see that for sure. But in 1938, where the Western world got its imposed standard tuning or concert pitch of A440, that's what the article in Medical Veritas, the musical cult control article, is about. It explains the fact that they imposed on the Western civilization this demonic A440 standard tuning that then at the heart of a major chord has this 741 frequency dissonance in it. That's the D major chord, has F sharp note, the devil's tone at the heart of it. So at any rate, that's a little bit of musical trivia, but it has huge implications in terms of spirituality and where we are as a civilization and the indoctrination and the culture that we're witnessing.
The cult. Sure. That's very interesting. That's very interesting. I like words. They love to hide it right there in our words, don't they? They love to hide it right there in our words, don't they? Well, you know what? You mentioned music being used for evil and the culture, and what immediately comes to mind is Lil Nas X, who has been lifted out of obscurity and made famous because he's willing to play their game. And in one of his recent videos, he was featured going down to hell and writhing, having sex with Satan, with Lucifer. You can't make this up. Now, I don't get to be on YouTube anymore, right? Because my content is dangerous somehow. But Lil Nas X, not only does he get to be on YouTube, he gets to be featured on YouTube, promoted by YouTube, and he gets millions and millions and millions of views and ad revenue, or at least his record label does, from videos like that. So the whole system has been weaponized against us, against we the people, against humanity, Dr. Horowitz.
Absolutely. And that's where, you know, we're literally living out the end times. The book of Revelation talks about in the end times where there's wars and rumors of wars, earth changes, weather changes, great plagues. Hello, COVID-19 and AIDS, Ebola. They strike in these end times. And at that time, it's associated with those who deceived the wealthiest men of all the nations. Sound familiar? Global elite. And they were practicing sorcery, pharmacopoeia, the root word of sorcery and magic spells. In the Bible, it talks about this. They were casting magic spells and practicing pharmaceuticals, drugs, vaccinations. And they were using the media to cast these magic spells. So, you know, you look at all the mainstream media that's indoctrinating civilization. It's a hypnotronic technology. Hypnosis is classically defined in health science as a clear relaxation coupled with a clear channel of communication. So when you're just sitting there relaxed watching television and you're being over and over again shown advertisements for all these drugs, and they basically say, well, you know, you can have all of these side effects, you know, and you think about the side effects are worse than the disease that you're supposedly treating with the drugs. And you ask yourself, what the hell are they doing that for? They don't give you all the side effects, but they're certainly giving you a massive amount of horrible disease indications. Well, you see, if they actually told you all of the diseases that the drugs were causing, they have to do an hour program, not a single minute commercial. They give that to you because they're indoctrinating civilization, the culture. To accept normalcy is taking drugs and having all these diseases come about. It's a behavioral science ploy mind control, MK Ultra type of agenda. And that's really unfortunate if you're trying to stay healthy and even like yourself, Sean, be an activist and try to protect and save lives.
Yeah, and we're all trying to do our part, right? At least those of us that are quote unquote awake. And a big part of that awakening is a spiritual one. I've been saying for many, many years now, this is a spiritual war. And when you talked about people needing to evolve, I believe you're talking about a spiritual evolution. People need to wake up spiritually. And so as we round out this conversation, I want you to, if you don't mind, just give a word of warning to anybody who has someone in their lives that they care about who wants to take this vaccine, plans to take the vaccine, or God forbid has already taken the vaccine and is willing to run out and line up to get a booster. Let's just talk briefly about the Franken-vax. And I would like you to just give a word of caution to anybody who thinks it is both safe and effective.
Well, it's not safe. There's no doubt about that. How can you declare a genetic therapy safe when Pfizer and Moderna's protocol said expressly that they're not going to investigate and evaluate the genetic safety risks in the vaccine? That's a fact. That's it, not just only in my litigation and my legal filings, but that's actually in the protocols that you can read. Now, the main issue with vaccinations, the main fraud, is that the risk to benefit studies have never been done for any vaccines effectively. So you don't know whether you're killing and maiming more people than you're helping and allegedly saving from any of the vaccines ever developed. I could go and give you the history. I've published a number of works in this field where you go back even to the polio vaccines that they're claiming. This was on Fox the other day. Claiming, oh, well, there was, you know, Salk and he was a genius and he developed the polio vaccine. False, total fake news. Salk's vaccine was a terrible disaster. Tens of thousands of people developed polio from the Salk vaccine. They pulled it from the market and they substituted Sabin, Albert Sabin's vaccine. I actually produced a number of videos. In fact, I would highly encourage everybody to watch what's called Unvaxxed. The title is Unvaxxed, a docu-commentary for Robert De Niro. I won Best Film of the Year in 2016 in two different European venues, London and Geneva, for this film. And it goes into the segment, has one of the segments in it, goes into total understanding of who's behind the propaganda that's causing all the people you're talking about to rush off and get these vaccines. There's certain players, main organizations, agents and agencies that are behind the global elite's efforts to cause depopulation through vaccination. So I name those, I show you how it's played in the film. And that one of the segments is Albert Sabin, who developed the oral polio vaccine after Salk's vaccine was pulled from the market. And Sabin himself in an interview that's been secreted. I have the video and I share it. He tells you the whole thing was a hype. The whole thing was fake news. And then what ended up happening is that Sabin's vaccine, the viruses were supposedly live attenuated. That was the sugar pill that I took. And all of the diseases associated with the virus that survived that, ultimately, they said, well, gee whiz, you know what? We've got a major cancer pandemic now, epidemic, coming out of the fact that simian virus 40 was one of those viruses that was left in Sabin's vaccine. And that is really extraordinary because now you have to go into the science that I published virtually alone. There's several great articles that various other scientists, researchers have published, but the one that really nails it is what I published in the Medical Hypothesis Journal, peer review, where I show you the links between not just the polio vaccine and its delivery of the simian virus 40, but the hepatitis B vaccines. You know, today we have hepatitis B, C, D. It's like an whole alphabet of new variants, mutants. Well, in the beginning of the vaccine industry, where they were dealing with hepatitis in the late 60s, early 70s, they used gay men in New York City, Blacks in Central Africa, and Willowbrook State School mentally retarded children on Staten Island in New York to test the hepatitis B vaccine that was cultured in chimpanzees that brought with it what's called simian immunodeficiency virus from the chimpanzee that's 64% identical to HIV/AIDS. And these were the populations that first got AIDS. They closed Willowbrook State School. Geraldo Rivera concealed the fact that the biological weapons testing lab at Willowbrook stayed open when the whole school was closed, allegedly because he said that, oh, well, you know, the officials were abusing the children. So that is one population. What about the gay men in New York City? How did they get AIDS? They got it from the hepatitis B vaccine. They were supposedly at higher risk for hepatitis so that they volunteered to get the vaccine. And then what about the Blacks in Central Africa? How did they get it? Because that's where they administered the hepatitis B vaccine because the sex workers were told, you know, you're at risk for hepatitis. We got to inject you. So I have colleagues around the world who are confirming and have confirmed and brought evidence forth that support exactly what I'm telling you. So if you go get your vaccination today with COVID, you know, you don't know what you're going to be getting. You really do not know. And but what the indications are, and the evidence is being compiled now, compounding evidence showing you that they're not telling you the most risky, damaging aspects of the COVID mRNA vaccines particularly. And you, the other alternative, you're going to trust Johnson & Johnson that gave you asbestos-laced baby powder? Are you kidding me? Are you going to be so stupid as to actually allow yourself to be relying on this particular company and their products ever again? So again, now you think about this. For all those people who are brain dead virtually or who haven't tuned into this truth, the fact of the matter is, you know, maybe they're supposed to go. Maybe they're supposed to die. Maybe they have big, big lessons to learn. Maybe they're supposed to get cancer, come on down with some other illness. And from that, maybe they'll learn, maybe if not even in this lifetime, if they're ever, you know, reborn again, if there is such a thing. And a lot of people say, yes, there's reincarnation. There's even science that says that that's so. And I know that goes against some of the theologies and religious beliefs. But the fact of the matter is, you're going to learn your lesson. Karma is inescapable. You're going to learn as you sow, so shall you reap. You're going to learn the lesson at some point. And pain, unfortunately, even death, is a supporting aspect for human development and evolution of the species.
Very, very powerfully stated. And it reminds me of what Mike Adams has said about the vax. He thinks it's kind of an IQ test, and I tend to agree. Beyond that, I think it's a spiritual IQ test, right? So, you know, much of what we've talked about here is common sense, and certainly you've brought a lot of additional information to the table, the frequency of 528, the pure tone at the heart of nature. People need to wake up to this stuff, okay? Not just about the tyranny of Rockefeller medicine, not just about the tyranny of Big Pharma, not just about the fact that the government is in bed with Big Pharma and pushing this thing, but about the spiritual nature of the war. That's what we're trying to do here, is wake people up to the spiritual nature of the war. Now, you've written so many great books, and your new one comes out in November, The COVID Coup. But until that one is available, what do you think is your favorite book? I've got a very supportive audience. I wonder which one they should run out and buy. Is it the Book of 528?
Oh, yeah, that's the greatest blessing, because you then realize, you know, this whole aspect of spirituality relates to frequency, and you really want to support yourself by, you know, having 528 be in your life. I don't know if you're aware of this, but we were, like you, heavily censored and hacked. We had 528records.com, which is a music transposition site it's offline right now because it was hideously hacked. And then the radio, 528radio.com, was giving us many genres of music transposed into 528 frequency. Now we only have a small little station. You know, it's Dr. Horowitz's free radio station, 528radio.com, right now is playing. And right now there's not even any commercials on it. So it's all free listening. If transposed music, what's playing are some of my favorites over the years. And that, why am I listening to it? Why do I take my guitar out and play along with that music in A444, which is C528, is because it's rejuvenating. It's protecting my spirituality. It's re-resonating me in sync with virtual bliss. The zone of bliss is what nature vibes to. So for example, you go out into nature and you're rejuvenated when you take a walk in the woods and you've got all this greenery around you. And the greenery is in 528 nanometers of light. That's the heart of the rainbow. That's the heart of the electromagnetic color spectrum. That's the heart of sunshine. And that's the heart of God's heart, because as above, so below. If it's true for the sun and the rainbow, it's got to be true for God's heart and your heart and my heart. So 528 is really very necessary. There would be nothing in the universe if it wasn't for 528. When you go also, when you think about ocean, you walk along the ocean, there's all these negative air ions that come that are so refreshing. And that refreshment comes because those negatively charged electrons are vibrating off of the oxygen from the structure of water, which is based on 528. 528 is the frequency that structures the sacred geometry of water. That's why it's a six-sided hexagonal shaped structured water of two H2O molecules coming together in such a way as to balance out in harmony the pair of two required water molecules to neutralize the charge. You have this magnificent, you know, coupling of the two water molecules, H2Os, in order to have the snowflakes, in order to have the cymatic frequency vibration that of a snowflake form. So when you understand that and you start to ask, what else is in oxygen and the 528 frequency vibrating electron, you realize that's where life is. The Bible talks about the life being in the blood. What in the blood? And of course, now the Satanists, of course, they use blood sacrifices, right? But the what's in the blood is the hemoglobin that delivers this energy, energized electron from oxygen. And it's produced also by chlorophyll in the green world. So it's 528 chlorophyll color, greenish yellow color, that's creating oxygen that we're living off of. But the hemoglobin, if you look at its chemical structure, it's virtually identical to chlorophyll, except at the heart, it has in humans iron. That's why it's red blood. But in the plant world, the chlorophyll, same virtual molecule, has magnesium, which is greenish yellow 528 color. So that's extraordinary information. And that's the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, gives you all of this information, all of this intelligence, and far more. So that's why I say, you know, you read the book of 528, your life is never going to be the same again, because you, wherever you go and whatever you do, you're going to realize there's a divine design, and it's all about musical mathematics and sacred geometrics that cymatically forms as a result of virtually God's love, God's word, which is sound, which is electromagnetic frequencies and bioacoustic resonances that vibrate at certain frequencies. It's all about frequencies, and, you know, it's about love. And I think that that's the universal healer. And I think the more people that wake up to that, they are going to be healthier, happier, and ultimately bless civilization in the most meaningful ways.
You know, I'd have to say this is probably one of the most valuable interviews I've ever done. And it's really not much of an interview. It's a conversation. You know, I just really open up my platform. I bring on smart people like you and I just let you go because, look, you've probably forgotten more than I will ever fully understand as it relates to some of these topics. But we'll round it out with Leviticus 17:11 to support what you were saying. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. Now, friends, if you want to follow Dr. Horowitz's work, here's the website, drlenhorowitz.com. And if you want to listen to some of that music at 528 Radio, it's linked right here. And that will take you to this site, 528atonement.com. I played some of the music while you were talking there, a track here from David Archuleta, Angels. If memory serves, was David Archuleta one of the American Idols?
Yeah, and one of my daughters was in love with him.
Okay. All right. So that music is what, written in 528? That particular track, Angels?
Yeah, yes, that track was not originally on American Idol. It was not originally produced in 528. What I did with 528records.com and the algorithm that sped it up from A440 standard tuning to A444, which 444, by the way, researchers internationally say was Jesus's number. Interesting. But 444A gives you C528. And of course, the base of the scale, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, is the C note. So that's where the foundation in 528 love, frequency, vibration starts. And so I took a lot of different tracks. Everything that you hear playing on 528radio.com is put through this algorithm to transpose the music into the love frequency of 528 to give you the optimal benefits. And that's why, you know, that in that banner that you showed, it says right in there, it's for your spiritual protection, not simply enjoyment and relaxation.
Well, this has just been a fantastic conversation. Guys, the website, drlenhorowitz.com. The new book comes out in November, The COVID Coup. That should be a good one because, you know, we had an election coup recently. And now, yes, there is a COVID coup as they try to essentially terminate human liberty and depopulate the world with this giant, giant hoax, an evil hoax. I just can't believe that this is where we are in 2021. I think they rushed it, Dr. Horowitz. I think they sped up their plan. I don't think it was supposed to be this clumsy and this obvious what they're doing. It really is very obvious to those that pay attention and those that know what yellow journalism is, CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, and your nightly news with Lester Holt. Man, is that guy a joke? Well, Dr. Horowitz, I want to thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, pleasure, Sean. Thanks again for the invitation. God bless you.
God bless you. I'd be glad to have you on again when the new book comes out. So let's pencil that. And I want to thank everybody who has tuned in here. I'll leave the link to Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack below. That's one good line of defense against flu season. And I want to thank our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv and remind you all for real news 24/7, you can visit us directly every single day for free at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda and mockingbird mainstream media lies. I want to personally thank you for tuning in to the podcast version of SGT Report, the propaganda antidote. And stay tuned for a sneak preview of what's coming next on the propaganda antidote after this brief word from our sponsor. Shrinkflation. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Coming soon to the propaganda antidote, Owen Benjamin.
Welcome to 2021. Your president isn't what you're used to. The bank is to destroy money. The school is to tell you lies. The hospital at this point, unless it's trauma surgery, which Western medicine is still awesome at, but they're drug dealers. You know, it's terrorism was to create terrorism. War on drugs was to create drugs. Like, start getting used to adapting and overcoming, or you're going to have a problem.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in. And I'll remind you every single day for free. Visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless. Bye-bye.